get that fun feeling in the morning.
B105. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. A little bit of a different show because Maddie woke up not feeling the best, so he went off to get a COVID test. So we had the wonderful Ro joining us this morning.
And what fun it was.
What fun it was indeed.
I wonder who's up. But has he got the most tests? How many have he got?
Yeah, this is his third.
Third.
How many have you had?
I've had to have two.
Two. Yeah. I haven't had one yet.
I don't think I'm going to get him again. Like, no. I'm like, No. Let me rephrase this. Like, I'm going to make sure that I isolate for that whole duration of symptoms. Because
right.
even if you get a COVID test and it's negative, people go, oh, I can go back to work.
Yeah.
But they're saying that that's really dangerous. You still need to make sure you don't have any symptoms.
Have you had one?
No, I haven't had one. Mm. It honestly scares me. It actually, like, see it going down.
It's honestly fine.
It looks,
it's so quick.
I don't tend to get, when I get sick though, I get really sick. So when I feel like I'm going to get a cold, I'm going to have to go get one because I potentially might have it because I get really sick really quick. Man flu, you know how
it is.
Yeah.
But we had a big show.
Did you call your mum?
Yeah, I go, should I have this or that this? And I just called it a little bit. Oh, I wish I could come up there, Rowan, but I can't.
I do not call my mother. Wake up to yourself. You're not sick. Mum, I'm bleeding out. I've lost an arm. Ah, you've got another one. Don't be so stupid. Get to work. She's a lovely
you
lady.
Okay? You want to talk?
Should we explore this?
No. We had Nonny Hazelhurst during the show this morning from Play School. She was a delight.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to Stephen Miles. Milesy. The big dog. Yeah.
About here
all
it
things
is.
COVID.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105. Everybody says
something. Things you can say.
Would say in bed.
Things you can say in the bedroom and another scenario. They make perfect sense. It's just your mind plays tricks on you.
So dirty mind.
Get involved. 131060. Jasmine and Griffin, what can you say in both scenarios?
Oh, I love that fishy smell.
Oh,
do you, Jasmine?
Okay, all right. Yep, fair enough.
To the right.
131060. What can you say in the bedroom and also while fishing, Daniel and Burp and Gary?
Oh, that's a bit slimier than expected.
Yes, it does happen. Yeah, good one.
When was the last time you went?
Fishing.
No, bedroom. Yeah, no fishing, of course.
Fishing more regularly. I last went fishing... No, I can't even remember. I went in Tasmania.
Yep, it's a great place for fish. Yeah. A lot of fish in Tassie. A lot of water. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It's surrounded by it.
Yeah.
Beset on all sides.
In Jindalee, what can you say in the bedroom and while fishing?
Gee, it took a while to reel this one in.
Oh. It sounded worth it, Beck.
How long do you reckon, Beck? How long would it take you to reel that one in?
Oh, well, she worked it hard and had to use both hands.
Yeah, it's a two-hand job, isn't it, Beck?
Keep talking, Beck. This is great.
Yeah.
Start charging you in a minute.
And you need to switch. Oh, sorry.
She's gone.
And you need to switch. What can you say in the bedroom while fishing?
Oh, can you trust the deeper?
Yes. You got to get the ones down the bottom, don't you?
Do you?
That's
Yeah. I wasn't expecting any crabs. And I've ruined John's set. John in Eatonsville, sorry. Sorry, buddy.
You know what? My set better when you said, John.
Yeah, you give it a go.
You right?
Yeah.
So I say, geez, that's a lot of crap.
Yeah. Brilliant, John.
There you go, John.
Brilliant. Very good. Yeah, that was really good. My fault.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me.
Yeah, good one.
There we go. We're all cleaned up.
Oh, very nice.
Ready I feel work. Cleansed.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Rose filling in for Maddie. Mm. He is sick today with a cold, so he's off to get a COVID test. My parents came up.
Finally.
And honestly, my heart goes to those that haven't seen family and friends because of borders being shut. And, Ro, I know that your family live in Tasmania, so you know how hard it's been.
I'm dying to get to Tasmania, and I don't normally care.
As soon as the borders are shut, all of a sudden you just go, I can't. Because you always have that in the back of your mind, and if anything happens to anyone, you can jump on a plane, you can go and see them.
Yeah.
And just hugging them has just been extraordinary, and them to see the kids as well, because it's been a long year since they've seen them. So, like I said, heart goes out to those that aren't able to. Hopefully the borders lift.
They would have seen them grow so much. Like, it's been that long that they'd have been... Yeah.
Well, I'll always get my youngest, he's not even two, but I'll get him to FaceTime the grandparents, because then I'll just leave and go and have a shower.
Perfect.
And they stay on FaceTime. Perfect. So they do see him quite a bit.
Mm.
But I have forgotten that once all that joy has gone... My parents love my husband more than me.
That's
not that I love my husband more, but they seem to gel with him a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm sick of hearing, oh, Abby.
Mm.
Oh, Abby. Oh, Abby, stop it. Oh, Abby, you're nagging him. I'm like, yeah, well, this is what happens when you're not here. Like, deal with it. But we were driving back from SeaWorld, and I was in the back seat where my husband was driving and my dad was in the front seat.
Yeah. You get relegated to the back seat. I get it. Yeah.
And we're driving back, and he's like, I want to put a pork on for your parents. And I was like, yeah, well, you should do that.
It's nice.
He's like, yeah. And he's
lovely.
Like, do we have any roast potatoes? I'm like, no, we don't have any roast potatoes because shopping day is tomorrow.
Normally they're just potatoes. You've got to do that yourself.
We just didn't have any potatoes because it's shopping day. So I was like, we don't have any.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I think it'd be nice for potatoes. I said, you can get potatoes because mum doesn't eat potatoes.
Right.
I don't particularly want potatoes, but if you and Dad want potatoes, you can get potatoes. He goes, why is no one eating potatoes? I don't care, mate. If you want potatoes, go and buy them.
Why don't you eat potatoes?
And
potatoes
the next
are great.
Thing I hear is, oh, Abby, calm down. He's just asking you if you want potatoes. And all of a sudden...
Oh, you snapped.
I snapped.
You snapped.
And then everyone goes, well, here we go again.
Here we go again.
Don't you think she's been moody, Scott says? And normally, if he was going to say that, I could jump. But because my parents said, oh, she has been quite bickering, hasn't she?
Oh, he's got a support group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anyone throw in, is it that time?
Oh, I think everyone just presumed. and then I heard my mum last night. She goes, oh, won't it be good when she goes back to work on Monday?
You're kidding.
Oh, that's not nice, mum.
They're all just like, eh. So I was like, I can still hear that.
They arrived at midnight on Thursday. Mm. So you didn't see them Thursday.
No,
they were there Friday. So you had a 24-hour window where
they loved me again.
It was golden.
And then they've spent time with Scotty.
Yeah.
And once again... That's why I don't even know if they're here to see me. The worst, I mean, it's good that they get along. You want them to get along well, but it's just...
The worst thing you've got going for you there, because normally it's vice versa, but Scott's mum never comes up.
Yeah.
So you don't get the other... Where it's, oh, Scott, you know, come on. You're being...
I've never...
You
don't
get
that.
No. So...
Anyway, so... You should come over there and meet my dad finally.
Yes, I'd love to have a beer with
your dad.
They're
like the same person.
Really?
Their birthday is the same...
I want to come. Can I come as well?
You can come over.
I'll do it first. I want some one-on-one time with him.
Yeah.
we're gonna have some potatoes.
You know the first thing he'll do? Oh, geez, Stav, you do a good job working with my daughter every day.
I'm free at 9:15 today.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Xenox Diamonds, where you can share your love story to win a $10,000 engagement ring.
Stav versus Matt.
Brisbane Fish and Mission. We drop the gold with the fins and you get the wins.
Oh. Very good.
All right. So this started when Maddie, who's not here today, he's just on the way just to get a COVID test just to be safe because he's got a cold. But he thinks that there's money in the Brisbane River because a listener caught up and said they found $50.
In a crab pot.
We know it's not true, but we thought, why don't we entertain it? I mean, there is that small possibility.
Imagine
that we could
pick up like a suitcase full of cash.
Yeah. So we're going to put a gold nugget, $2,000 gold nugget, into a treasure chest, put it into the Brisbane River. You guys have magnets.
Fishing magnets,
yours is a proper one.
Yes.
Maddie's stuck to his guns and...
Mine is a rare earth magnet, which is what you need.
Yours looks more legit as well, I should say to people. It looks very much like a pick up anything.
Yeah.
So I am going to give you the rules tomorrow of how it's going to go. But you have to be able to pull it up and then we're going to give away this gold nugget.
And whoever finds it too. If I find it, you get gold movie passes. And if Maddie finds it, you get air fryers.
Mm. That's pretty good.
But like I said, if you like an air fryer, you've already bought one.
She's really backing me at this stage.
Great point.
Well, I am backing you and I'll tell you why I'm backing you because often I don't give you support, but it's because Maddie made these comments and I'm concerned. Mm. This was last week.
There's a chance we may not find
You are going to find it. Stop saying that.
But there is a
you
slight
won't.
Chance.
You won't.
It's not very supportive.
Mate, I don't think you'll find it. Is it more supportive?
It's still not supportive. It's just more patronising.
It's a better tone. Didn't know we were recording that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no, that was actually off air.
Yeah, that was off air.
I think we
that was our real voices.
But I don't think he wants to find it.
No, you know him. He likes the mayo. He always does that. Puts some mayo on it.
And he's listening at the moment, so like him. But in 10 years' time, he wants it still to be known as, oh, that's the nugget that we left down the river.
Yeah, that Stab guy and whoever he's with now. He knows about that.
But I'm concerned that if you don't find it, it's not going to be in that location. And this is what I want to know. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Mm.
But if it is in the Brisbane River.
Yes.
And... the weather picks up.
Yeah.
It's going to get pushed down.
Yeah.
So even though we have put it at one spot...
The tides will take it.
It's going to take it right out,
isn't
it?
Or like a bull shark could take it. Swim away with it.
I thought we were being serious.
No, I mean being serious. They eat anything.
Why is it going to eat a...
They eat anything. And then it goes out. Like, if we put a chip on it, it could go out to, like, Moreton Bay.
We're not going
to
hurt the wildlife. You know, we get in trouble about the
bullshit. It doesn't hurt them. They can eat anything.
It's not going to come out the other end, is it, really?
It would be sore, wouldn't it?
It would be sore. Yeah. But I want to know on 13, 10, 60, where did you lose it? And where did you find it? Mm. You know how you lost it in one location? Because a friend of mine recently lost their car keys and ended up in a different city.
How?
Because they had it on the airport, and rather than just leaving it in the airport, someone's picked it up, thought, I'll give it in, but didn't, and then dropped it off in a Melbourne airport.
I've done that before. Mm. Yeah.
Lost keys? Yeah.
Well, you know, taking them to the Tasmanian place.
My dog
yes.
ended up in Sydney.
From where?
From here, from Brisbane. We lived down at near the freeway on Green Slopes, near the freeway there. And he ran away. And a truck driver picked him up.
Because he was just on the side of the road.
He was on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I've got to get this dog off the road. But he was on his way to Sydney to drop off his load.
Why would he drop him off earlier? What? Why wouldn't he go, well, here's the border, hun. So off you get.
What do you mean?
Once he's going through the border to Sydney, wouldn't you have like gone, you better pop off in Queensland somewhere?
What, just leave him?
Well, you would think at some place. Wouldn't you take him to somewhere safer?
No, because he knew he was coming back.
Oh, so he kept him the whole time?
Yeah, he kept him the whole time, fed him cherry ripes.
really enjoyed the company.
He loved it. Yeah, we were like, you can have him. Because he, you know, back, you know, truck drivers are like, I've got to get to Sydney by blah. Time, you know, so I can't.
I think it was like off you pop. This is Sydney. Enjoy your adventures.
He saw the Harbour Bridge. He saw the Opera House. Yeah. They went to a movie. They had the best time.
Had a night at the cross. How good.
Yeah.
I just get concerned about where this is going to end up.
Why?
If we don't find it.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if we don't find it, we won't know.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks clues tomorrow, 7 and 8, $10,000. Your letters for tomorrow are J for jump and W for water slide.
Well, the answers are jellyfish and wave. That might have been even better.
Well, I gave them two answers.
Oh, okay.
So now we've just given them four.
Huh.
Mm.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Speaking of being warm out there, be sun smart, everybody. Now, Abby, I owe you a lot. And we talked about this before in the many, many ways that
you go through the list?
Changed my life.
What you owe me? Do you know what I mean? Like, from, if you just on the top of your head, if you just had to spit bowl.
My health. My confidence. my fear of women.
that is not true. He had that for years before he met me.
I should say woman.
That's in high school. Don't blame me for that.
Okay. But I had a growth on my face, and I went to my doctor, and she said it was a skin barnacle, something that happens where the skin is oily, it'll start a growth.
Yeah.
But it got bigger. To the point where it was just on my nose and to the point where I could see it out of my eye, and it was just like really annoying to always have something like right there. I mean, it's like,
but everyone was ignoring it, so I'm happy I did say something about it.
Yeah.
You know when someone comes in and they've got something on them and everyone just pretends that you haven't seen it?
Molly.
Got a pimple right in the middle of their eye and everyone's going, we'll just
ignore
that.
She's like, what's that thing on your face? Get it cut off. I was like, sweet, thank you.
I said, what is it? I was concerned because it's where your glasses are. So it was rubbing and it was bleeding.
Yeah, Does it hurt at all?
No, it was because of where it is. It was very annoying in that you'd forget, and then when I'd wash my face and dry it with a towel, you'd take the top off and you're like, you know, it was very annoying. Poor and it, you know, I'm a pretty boy.
You are a very pretty boy.
Yeah. And it was ruining that aspect. Cool. So, Abby, God love you. You got me onto a lady that you go to, and I went down there. And
I booked him an appointment, and the text notification went to him.
There you go.
Yep. And she went down. Last week I went down, and we back-to-back. I was walking in, you were walking out. And she lopped it off my face. And she said, because my doctor said, it's a skin barnacle, don't worry.
Yeah.
But she said, no, it's growing a bit fast. We should probably get this looked at. So she sent it away for a biopsy.
Oh.
So straight away, I don't worry about things until they happen. So, you know, I was like, it either will be or it won't be. There's no point getting stressed out about it. Otherwise, you've worried about it twice. But you still do have that thing of, oh, well, maybe I have cancer of some description.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what moles are of a concern as well. That's why I go to a skin specialist, and they're all bold bill now.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
In Queensland, you go there because what I think is a concern, they say, no, that's fine.
No, that's nothing, yeah.
And then others that you haven't brought up, they say is. And I think that's what it is something if it grows really fast.
That's what she said. said, yeah, the speed of the growth determined that she needed to have it looked at. And so I had about a 5-day wait waiting to hear back from her. And I'm, I'm fine. But then she called up, perfect storm. And God love, she did a great job. It's an amazing thing. But she called up, she sent me a text and said, it's all good. I don't think you're going to have to be referred on to. I'm just waiting for the hard copy to come back, but I think you're fine.
That's great. That's great. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So I was like, sweet. Sent her a text message back and saying, great. Thank you. Lovely. Thank you for everything. Hmm. Then she called me about an hour later.
Uh-oh.
She went, made it. Actually, the hard copy's come back.
Oh.
Nah. You have to go back under the knife. So they have to cut me open again, dig out more of it, and I actually have to go to a plastic surgeon this time.
Have you booked that appointment in?
I'm doing it today.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Friday afternoon when I got the call.
Can't make phone calls on Friday afternoon?
I just wasn't in the mood to do it. Okay. I know. I'll give you his number. You can
thank
sort of
you.
It for
hot in a fortnight. Just like, I'll figure it out later. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to go to a plastic surgeon. He's going to divvy into it and then send it away for a bite. I'm like 95% sure it's going to be fine. But I do have to go to a plastic surgeon. So my question for you guys is, while I'm there, what else should I get done?
Oh, where do I start?
Aren't they different plastic surgeons, though?
How do you mean?
They're ones that fix things. The plastics, there's plastics that just do like the remodeling and the changing.
You're not going to go and get your boobs done if that's what you're thinking. Like, it's not that sort of. They're all different.
You lift this. I don't need you at all anymore.
Yeah,
good.
No, hopefully it is all right. But it is a good reminder though for people too, because you don't often use sunscreen.
No, I don't.
No, you should, especially in Queensland. We are blessed with such good weather that they say that you should wear sunscreen every day, even when it's winter, it will cover up.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, everyone check their moles. Make sure if you see anything that changes or something doesn't look right, get it checked. It's an easy thing to do, and it can end up saving your life. So I'll keep you posted. And, Ro, you can have my PlayStation if I don't make it
through.
Thank
God. Well, can I have I also need the pre-order listed. Do you get pre-order?
I am on a pre-order. You can have that too.
Yeah. Can I have the spot? Great.
This is Stab Abby and Matt.
Stab Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Stephen Miles, the Deputy Premier.
Carol Baskin.
Killed her, husband whacked him.
Can't convince me.
Oh, you've lost.
Yeah, we're never going to update that. Why would we? Our Deputy Premier, Stephen Miles, good morning.
G'day, good morning, guys.
Yeah, Maddie's away at the moment because he's off to get a COVID test. Have you had to get one?
You know, I haven't yet. I haven't been sick at all yet this year, which has been pretty lucky. I've managed to stay on deck, but it's great that he's done the right thing, stayed home and gone and get tested. That's exactly what we're asking everyone to do.
I know there is a... What's the quota for a test that you like to do? It's like 5,000 a day you'd like done at this day, or has it gone down?
Yeah, it's dipped off a bit over the weekend, but we do hope to do between 5,000 and 10,000. And when we were dealing with that cluster, we hit around the 20,000 mark.
Great.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah.
I guess because people are looking at the cases, and we did see yesterday that there was two new cases, but they were known to you. So I guess it's different when they're in quarantine.
That's right. When they're in quarantine, we know they've been in quarantine for long enough. Well, they were infectious, then we don't need to worry at all about them passing the virus on to others. It's when we have people who are infectious in the community that we really start to worry.
And how concerned are you about the summer hitting? Because the hotter temperatures and stuff, is that a concern for the virus, or it doesn't make any difference?
No, in fact, it might be a bit safer. We know that the virus transmits at a lower rate when outdoors, and so when it's warmer, we're all outdoors a bit more, and so that risk drops off a bit.
All right.
Now, there is so much debate about these borders, you know, yourself, and especially because it's different here in Queensland because we've got the election coming up, so it's always, it's an election thing, that's why they're doing it. But Jeanette Young and Anastasia Palaszczuk have had... They've copped a lot, and even with death threats. How are they going with, I guess, the abuse at the moment?
Look, it has been a challenging time, and we've all been the subject to some pretty nasty behaviour. But the thing I can assure you and your listeners is that our focus, our absolute focus, has been on the health of Queenslanders, because we also know that if we can keep the virus out, we can keep our businesses open and keep people in jobs, and that's absolutely what we've been focused on. And none of us are letting the attacks change the decisions we make. They're all based on the health advice.
What are the numbers? What do they have to be in New South Wales before the borders would be open?
Well, New South Wales is doing incredibly well getting on top of their cases. Victoria is too, and so I really hope that we can start to see movement there.
But is there a magic number that you go, there has to be before they're considered?
the magic number is 28 days from community transmission. We're a way off from that, but there's different things that can be taken into account, whether that was that transmission was from a known source, whether it continued after that. So there, all of that is what the net looks at when she provides that advice.
And we asked our listeners, and we told them that you were coming on, and they've sent us some questions for you, Stephen, if you're up for some listener questions.
Say no. Go on. There's always a case, isn't it, where people go, why can't I do this, but I can't do that? It doesn't make sense. It contradicts itself. And this is from a dad whose daughter is graduating high school. They've got a formal tonight. And they're saying that when they're going to it, it's at the Royal Pines on the Gold Coast, they're only allowed four at a table. There's no mingling. There's no dancing because they're only allowed to have one person per 4 meter squared. So that's, four at a table. But they're saying that those same people are in a classroom every day together with 30 kids in the room with no social distancing. So why does it contradict with those circumstances?
Look, I can understand people asking those questions. No matter where you draw the line on these restrictions, there's always going to be questions on either side of the line. The difference really is that at a school formal, people will be mingling and dancing and getting closer than they normally would in a classroom. And so,
pashing. You're talking about pashing, aren't you? They're going to pash.
But, well, that's the kind of thing that happened when I was at school for. Well, yeah. I'm not sure what the kids do these days. I think they probably just text from the opposite side of the room.
TikTok dances.
I didn't do a lot of dancing at mine, so yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. But why is it, if they were going to have it at school, then they would be able to have no restrictions then?
Well, we saw recently that a number of cases did transmit at school, but school's also really important, and particularly that last year of school. Mm-hmm. And so every time you make an assessment, you got to balance the cost versus the risk, and getting kids back to school and learning is really important, maybe more important than asking them to put off dancing for a little while.
Definitely. And finally, are you guys encourage people to do postal votes? Because we always find that don't go large crowds, make sure you do social distancing. But then when an election comes out, it's like, make sure you vote. It's compulsory. Get down there. Are you encouraging people to do postal votes?
We're encouraging people to vote early. They can vote early by postal voting or by pre-poll. So we'll have pre-poll booths open for 2 weeks prior to election day. And so we're just encouraging people, if they go and vote early, they can make sure that it's not too busy on election day. And then if we look at recent elections, the number of people voting on election day has actually been really low, and that way we can get people socially distanced just like we want to.
Because it's the same thing on election day, pashing.
Yeah.
Who'd you vote for? Me too. That's bash.
You're doing elections different to me.
Well, thank you so much, Deputy Premier Stephen Miles. You're doing a good job. Keep it up, hon.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Stephen Miles. All right, that's it.
You got a hun.
Yeah. You got to make an out with.
Sorry, Stephen.
Good on you, Stephen.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
So Matty's away at the moment. He's off to get a COVID test, so hopefully he'll have results by the end of the day. He's just got a cold, but you've got to be sure.
Good and boy.
Ro, who does the afternoons, is filling in.
Yeah, hey. Thanks, Roey.
Thanks for having us.
Big news for him,
which he dropped on our show last time Matty was sick.
I dropped it off air, and then Abby dropped it on air.
Did I say that?
So and all the producers are going,
yeah, she'll do that to you.
Is this not an on-air conversation?
No, this is definitely an on-air conversation.
Okay, because I'm very excited by this because, I mean, you worked here while you were single.
Yep.
And then we've all fallen in love with Megs, who is your beautiful girlfriend, so much so. She's awesome.
She's great. I'm really excited as well, actually, moving in.
Yeah, moving in. Yeah. It is a big step, and especially when you get to an age where everyone goes, is this, like, the one?
Yeah.
And you would say yes.
Yes. That's what everyone says. And yes.
But they've told you, have they?
No, but this is the thing. Everyone locks in when you're the one earlier.
Right.
Like, for example, she's dropping hints.
Oh.
And, like, not even hints, basically saying it. You know when you get, like, we used to be the catalogue and you'd circle it or just, send text messages like, hey, this is a ring I want.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you're doing everything wrong and you're not aware of it. Because you are.
Let Abby tell you everything you're doing wrong.
This took a turn that I didn't expect.
I think you're setting yourself up for the pressure. Because the stuff that you're doing, she's thinking it's an indication. For example, we got a Barefoot Investor, right?
Yeah.
And we fell in love with it. Yeah. And we wanted to get a Mojo account. If anyone doesn't know about that, it's when you put it away Secret one. So he's saving. But she thinks you're saving for the ring.
Oh, she thinks I'm saving for the ring. Exactly. Where's all your money going?
I'm buying things.
I'm buying stocks because obviously it's down. Buy some stocks, guys.
What are you buying?
I'll talk about that later.
Okay. Zip paper. Get on. But she's like, you must be, you're looking for a, looking for like a ring.
Because
you're
saving.
Yeah. So the money's going away. And I'm like, I'm nowhere near a ring, Meg. And she's like, well, okay, well, I don't understand at all where your money's going. So it must be
going to a ring.
And you're not drinking as much as like you used to. So where's that money going?
Hold on. Have you looked into rings? And do you, because I always love it when a guy all of a sudden will come up to you.
Yeah.
And they've got a girlfriend. Yeah. And they're like, no, I'm not going to propose. And they'll go, hey, what a carrot do you have on your diamond ring? And what's the clarity? Because all of a sudden they've gone to a jewelry shop and they've got that research.
Yeah. I've not looked. I've not even thought to look.
It's baby steps. You're moving in. That's what you're doing at the moment. Yeah, exactly. That's your thing.
But
do that for a while.
She thinks that he's trying to throw her off because that's even fine. The other day. Yeah, no, it's not.
You're right. This
is
the point.
You just told me a little while ago that you're like, oh, I get some time off. We might go up to Noosa.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You can't.
Why?
Because if you're moving in together, you've just been saving up.
Yeah.
He's being all like on a health kick. He wants to save money. He's not going out. And then all of a sudden, after they've just moved in.
Yeah.
He's booking a holiday to Noosa.
She's getting her nails done, isn't she?
She's getting her nails done. Yeah. Actually, she hasn't had her nails done. But like you said, it's baby steps.
Yes.
The next thing would be like a dog.
Right.
Like a puppy.
Yeah. That's just as good.
No, puppies before you have kids.
Well, then you're there. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of my a lot of my friends aren't getting married. They're just like getting into it and getting babies and locking in.
Yeah, you don't have to get married. Yeah.
She wants it,
She'd leave me, bro. If kids and everything, she'd be like, what is this? And my mother, I'm an only child, so if I wasn't getting married, my mother would fly here.
Yeah.
Borders closures, doesn't matter. She'd find a way through.
Yeah. Do you want to be on the PlayStation in the afternoon asking Stav if he can have a game because she's like moved out?
Oh, that sounds sweet,
that
bro.
That sounds like a
let's do
time.
That. Yeah, we can walk our dogs together.
That's what we used to do before Meg was around, play Rocket League.
That's true. She's ruined our relationship.
Thank you, Abby, for helping us out with this.
Yes, don't
marry
her.
Have you worked out a time frame, though? Just tell her that you can't say the time frame on air. Sometimes you can say, like, you know, in the next 2 years.
No, but I'm saying, like, if she hears that, you don't want another time.
She needs to tell her that.
The mattress a couple, like, last week, right, that we had to change the mattress over because we're moving in together.
Because it was your mattress, so it would be dirty.
So we bought the mattress, she bought a couch, and I felt physically sick because I was like, I can't spend anywhere near this money.
Yeah.
And I was like, Meg, I can't give you any of this. And she went, like, and fluttered her left hand over a cheek, like, that's fine. And just like scratched her face. And I was like, oh, I see where this is going. She's investing in herself.
Mm.
Or us. Whatever.
Good luck.
Well, when she finally leaves you because you haven't proposed, I'll be there playing Rocket League.
Bro, I'm gonna get that PS5. We're gonna
Oh yes. See, there's a timeline I can get behind. November.
The 12th.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Now it's time to look back and reflect.
Started getting back into fitness because remember I thought that we were going to come out of isolation in September?
Yes.
So this is my plan.
Right.
So this is why I've just started.
Right.
And now gyms are open. Can we just establish that nobody likes a box jump?
No one likes a box jump.
Settle down, mate.
Maybe that's just me.
They're really bad, aren't they? And you know what? We had to do 200 box jumps.
Mm.
And I'm trying to explain to the trainer, I don't think they're safe. And he goes to me, of course they're not. Look at my shins. And it's like just a bit of a warning where it's like you have to get up. I don't think there is anyone that uses a box jump that hasn't had some sort of injury.
I actually don't
mind
them.
But yet we go back. Really?
Mm.
Which way do you do it? The tall way?
Mm. For me, it's that I never knew them until last week, but war balls.
You don't like wall balls?
They're the devil's work.
Well, I'll submit more box jumps on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we can see. Because I don't think after 200 you'd be loving them.
I didn't say I like 200 of them.
You just like one for sure.
One or two.
Are they the hard boxes or you got the soft boxes?
There's no soft boxes.
Oh, they're soft boxes. But they're hard as well because they kind of, because they're a bit soft on top, when you land on them, they kind of move.
But they're
a bit.
Better for a face plant, aren't they?
Well, they're much better for a face plant and they don't scratch your shins when you don't get off them properly.
No, I've got a hard box. They got the heart box jump thing.
Oh, yep. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks. So I've got back into the fitness thing as well.
Yeah. Tell me about it, bro. How much you lift?
Bro, I'm lifting heaps. Shout out. I've just needed help. I reached out to someone. Shout out to Endeavour Fitness. Brad Fraser doing a great job with me.
Mm.
Right.
Lost about 5 kilos. Really good with it. Checking in, you know, doing my macros. Weigh day Saturday. Over the last 6 weeks, 5 kilos. Feeling real good about it.
Looking fit.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And this
shredding
Saturday,
for the wedding.
Shredding for the
Shred him for the proposal.
Why did I know this was going to come?
You've got to have the proposal photos, don't you, mate?
Why did I know this was going to come? I don't want, you know, that to be on the mantelpiece looking fat, though. That's fair enough.
That's true.
This weigh in came and I put back on 3 kilos in a week.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's
okay. Could have just been like
water retention,
yeah. Salt.
Brad was like, mate, we're going to do a weigh-in every day for the next 3 days and going to average that out. Every day I put on an extra at least 100 grams.
It's the panic.
Yeah, it's the panic.
Maybe it's a muscle, hey?
Yes.
I am feeling, you know,
yeah,
stronger.
Yeah.
So for the scales, thanks, but, you know, thanks for no thanks.
My phone's doing a thing at the moment.
Ringing?
Stop that.
Is this why you were late for the meeting?
Well, I wasn't actually.
Oh, you were.
But if I don't put the jack in the right way, it won't charge. But it looks like it's on and it looks like it's fine. So I went to bed last night thinking that it was going to reduce itself. It was on quite low. It was on like 1%. I'd really worn it down.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then there's nothing worse than that feeling when you wake up and it's lighter than it should be. Outside.
Oh, the worst. Yes, yeah. You're right.
And you're like, And then, because how do you tell the time these days?
Phone.
On your phone.
Yeah.
So I tapped it and it didn't know. And I'm like, so I still didn't know what time it was. I went to my dresser drawer that had a watch on it and I looked at the watch and the watch said that it was 6:10.
Oh.
And I lost my ever loving mind. But the watch was broken.
Oh, thank God.
So it was still 20 to 5. But I made it by 5.
Well, no, you were fine. You were 3 minutes late.
Yeah,
3. It's just normally minutes. If we're late, he looks at the time.
No, what normally, well. You're late every single day.
I know,
every
but
day
I
you're
do
late.
It just for your stress. It
every
makes
day,
me happy.
Every day you're late.
Okay, well, then am I not on time because I'm consistently late? That must be my start
thanks
time.
For no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
There you go. That's a podcast. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Get that fun feeling in the morning. B105.